Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
This is ESPN Radio's Barton Hahn Podcast.
All right, hour number two. It's Barton Hahn, Alan Hahn, Bart Scott, ESPN Radio, and we are presented by Progressive Insurance. Joined right now by our good friend Jay Will from KJM. You can hear it every morning right here on ESPN Radio. Jay, what's happening, brother?
What's up, baby? How are you?
What's up, champ?
So, I'm sure you heard, I know you guys talked about it, Jeff Van Gundy suggesting on the low post, two ways to handle Draymond Green. One way is to just turn the other cheek. Ignore it. Play through it. Just let him do what he's going to do, but just don't buy into it. The other way is get in his face immediately. Try to get a tech even at the tip-off. Just always answer everything and see if he gets thrown out of the game. Which strategy would you employ?
Well, we had an NBA champion on today who said he would just punch him in the mouth without saying names. I thought that was interesting. That's a strategy. That's an approach. For me, like the only way I know how to match aggression is with aggression, right? Is that I'm not going to allow you to dictate the energy. And the reality of the matter is I am glad that Draymond is getting involved in the media. I am glad that he has a podcast going on. But all that blankety blank, all that is great. Because if I were a player in the Boston Celtics, I'm listening to everything you say on the podcast. I'm letting all your little tones, Bart. You know what I mean? I am petty as hell, Bart. I am one of these things where I keep that stuff in the back pocket forever. And I'm going to catch you with the elbow. The same way you threw us off our game, there's no way in hell I'm going to let you throw us off our game again. We're going to match that intensity, and we're going to raise it a level, especially while we're at home.
But Jay Weezy, as a master agitator and a fellow Michigander, like, sometimes if you're not built for that, you can get out of your game. This is the luxury that Draymond Green has. He don't got to score. Like, Jaylen Brown gets involved in trying to get him and get out of his game. They don't rely on Draymond to score, so he takes the pressure off everybody else. So, to me, I feel like a guy like Marcus Smart is the only one with the resume and the know-how how to be a habitual line stepper and an agitator as well, but still not get off his rocker because – if you do that to a guy like Draymond, it also can energize him as he has something to really like latch on to and fuel him and get you off your game. So,
but Bart, that's okay. I want to get Draymond locked in trash talking. You see, what happens is when you deal with people like that, people naturally think, well, that's not who I am. But the more I engage you and I get you to engage back in me, the more I take you away from what your team is doing. So the same thing you're trying to do to me and my team, I'm doing to you and your team. And it may not be the same thing for Jason Tatum, but that's where guys like Marcus Smart need to come in and say, oh, hold on, dog. No, that's not happening on my watch. Mm-hmm. Like, my game can elevate when I talk trash, and I need to match it. So, like, don't worry about Jason Tatum, Jaylen Brown. Like, they need to learn how to utilize that and let it channel them to help them play better and attack more. But it comes to Marcus Smart. Matching that, Marcus Smart can't back down.
And you know what's funny, right? Because no matter what, as a former athlete, I always got bullets for everybody, no matter what. So, like, I can imagine if Marcus Smart come to me, man, I'm going to get all on. I'm going to say, man, you over here looking like Dylan with all that damn acne on your face. You better go get some Noxzema, man. Don't be calling me. You need to go get some skin care. How you going to be rich with bad skin that?
You would have a line for everyone. it just would be nonstop. But we're talking about Jay Wells. So, Jay, okay, this feels like a game within the game kind of thing. It's certainly something that for 2 days we've been talking about leading into a game three that, as we know, 1-3-5, they're all the pivotal games of a seven-game series. So a critical game here when it's tied one. And the series has shifted to Boston. But if this is a sideshow of game three, unless you think it's the main story, what would then be, what is the most important thing that has to happen for either team to come up with the win here? What are you watching for game three?
So, number one, can Steph sustain this level of play, right? Averaging 32 points per game in NBA Finals. Number two could either be Jordan Poole or Klay Thompson. You want Klay Thompson to come to the party, Alan.
Yeah.
But if he only comes to the party in moments, in sparks, you need Jordan Poole to be that dynamic player off the dribble and deliver, right? Because Jordan Poole creates other opportunities for guys like Andrew Wiggins, other guys to fill in those gaps. And number three, if you're Boston, you need your other ancillary players to come to the party. Yo, I can't have a damn game where Al Horford takes five shots. I can't have a game where, you know, the guys that had combined for 65 points all of a sudden combined for 18, and you're wondering what's wrong. And also from a Boston perspective, yo, I don't know what kind of rotations they were in, but if they're going to target Al Horford, like, then that's something that Ime Udoka is going to have to come up with some tricks in his sleeve on, because that's when Steph got going, right? In the second half, All those matchups were either in pick and roll where Al Horford was in drop coverage, where I'm like, praise the Lord, why are you in drop coverage? Or they got the switch. So if that's utilizing Robert Williams more, but those ancillary pieces, those role players, Marcus Smart, Al Horford, Robert Williams, you know, you have to be aggressive. You have to attack. And I better not see a stat line that looks like 29 minutes, four shots, two turnovers. Like, I don't know who those guys are. So those guys need to actually come to the party, considering it felt like they took game two off.
Yeah, it's amazing. I felt like they stole game one, and then you're right. They sort of the second game. It's, where did you guys go that had all the success that you thought you would build off of? So a lot of question marks going into that game three. Jay, before we let you go, Tom Brady has new underwear out. Would you wear it just because it's Tom Brady's underwear?
I'm a grown-ass man. What kind of question is that?
Hey, it's apparently it's like a fashion thing. I don't know. You're a fashionable guy.
Did you tell him about the greatest tweet that we got Tom Brady underwear will do for you?
Yeah, so Bob Beal on Twitter did say that I tried Tom Brady underwear. It deflated my balls.
Oh, my. I can't.
I mean that.
Guys, I'm about to go in for a vasectomy. This is not what I need to hear before I go into this. Okay?
You don't need them, man. You just need the underwear.
I want it to be elevated, Bart. I don't want this to be deflated.
Probably one of the prettiest balls I've ever caught in my life.
I think we're at a point now where it's very comfortable as men talking about things like Tyreek Hill the balls that Tua throws.
I'll tell you one thing, Alan. I ain't catching no balls over here. I'm not going to a team, man.
Jay, we love you. Thanks so much, man.
All right, boys.
All the best. Jay Will, every morning on Keyshawn, Jay Will, and Max. Coming up in just a few seconds, a big task ahead for a new head coach, and also Super Reseda. Reseda. Yeah, if you missed it earlier in the show, he called in, he tried to take over, had his own segment, and we let him know.
It's like Harlem, right?
Our show, you certainly can be part of it. He gets a second chance coming up in just a few seconds. But first, Bart, tell us about O'Reilly.
This is Super Rossini bringing you the O'Reilly Report. Superstart batteries are designed for long-lasting performance and consistent starts. Right now, O'Reilly Auto Parts get you up to $15 gift card after mail-in rebate when you purchase select Superstart batteries. Get Superstart batteries for your car, truck, motorcycle, lawnmower, boat, and more. Visit O'Reilly Auto Parts today, and their professional parts people can help you find the right battery for your vehicle. Trust Superstart batteries for power, performance, and reliability exclusively at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Super Rossini?
I am the inner city sports analyst, and this is the Super Perspective.
Did you just intro like it's a segment? Like, is that what you just did? Are you recording this?
That's what I did. This is the Super Perspective. This is what I do. I'm all over the nation with this. So, Bart, I want to ask you a specific question about Antonio Brown and Tampa Bay. But first, let me get to...
Are you setting up the segment now for us? Because you got to understand, we got like 2 minutes here, man. Super, here's what we're going to do. You're going to call back. You're going to turn down the radio. And then when you come on, just get to it. This ain't your little mini radio show, man. This is what we got. This is our radio show.
You're on the Super Spot.
Let's go!
Shout out, man. Listen, I love a hustle. I love my Michigan people, man. No. This dude is going where no caller has ever gone before. Let's see if he can take it even farther. Right.
Like I said, you heard the whole setup. That was earlier in the show, and we just had to get a clip. But look, we love the hustles. One thing we want to say, and we are always willing to give our calls a second chance. So, Super Rossini, you are back with us from Detroit.
Yep, Motown, Super Michigan is back in the building. Thank you. I appreciate y'all bringing me back on. Okay, so... let's get to Draymond Green and the Warriors first, and then I got my question for Bart and for the Buccaneers real quick. So Draymond Green knows what he's doing. Listen, Steph probably had a sit-down with him. Everybody had a sit-down with him and said, bro, do not get kicked out of the game. If Draymond want to talk, let Draymond talk. Oh, well. But here's the thing, though. Here's the key thing. They got Boston figured out. I don't think Boston might not get another game. If Golden State beats them that first game in Boston, I don't think Boston going to get another game. And I think it's only going to go five, because if you're down by if you're down by almost 35 points, close to 30 points, 35 points in the third quarter, that's telling you they got them figured out like never before. So here we go. Now, question to you, Bart.
Sure.
Now, what I would do before I get to the question, I would bring back Antonio Brown. I would make things right if I was Tom Brady. No. Tom Brady's going to need everything that he can get to make this happen. Bart, how do you feel about bringing back Antonio Brown, seeing as how he was wrongly thrown out?
Wrongly?
From that.
Did you forget what he did in New York?
Wrongly. Yeah, it's not about wrongly.
Did you forget what he did
out?
Leaving the
it's
field
about,
in yeah, New York?
It's about decor. It's about being a professional. After all the things that Tom Brady has done for you, you call Tom Brady out saying, hey, only Gronk gets it. The reason why he's been on a year-to-year is because his antics everywhere he's gone since he left Pittsburgh and since he got the hit.
Him in the Super Bowl.
But you can win one without him. And listen, I don't think you bring him back because they just brought in Russell Gage. Russell Gage is a younger version of Antonio Brown. Maybe he's not as decorated, but it's about how the pieces work together, and you can't have a self-promoting guy there. He's too busy trying to diss Keisha Cole after she put the AB on his back and trying to get some whack album walking around these Kanye rubber boots like he ain't lost his damn mind. He ain't worried about football.
Let me say this. The man didn't want to go into the game because his foot was hurt.
Nah, who allegedly.
Who in their white mind says, I'm going to put you off of the team right before the playoffs? He could have helped them beat the Rams.
This dude got butt naked, man. You can't do that, man. This dude got naked, man. At some point, listen, he already understood. When Antonio Brown was on his last chance. And against his better judge, what he did in New England, what he did in Oakland.
He got suspended by the league. Fake vaccination
card. He got suspended by the league for a fake vaccination card.
Aaron Rodgers' vaccination card.
He didn't fraudulently make a card.
No.
He just never answered the question. He deceived us that way.
And I believe he sat out a He sat out a game, too.
We talk about a Hall of Famer that could have helped you win the Super Bowl possibly this year.
You're talking about a team that you – in all honesty, Rashide, we appreciate your energy, man. That's what we got. We gave you the time. We appreciate the energy.
Yeah, man.
But, you understand, Bart played in the league.
Yeah.
And he had all kinds of teammates. And he's – if Bart Scott, who's put up with a lot, is telling you, no, that guy's got to go, you should probably take his word for it.
Because it's about the health of the locker room, and somebody's going to end up kicking his ass, right? And it's going to be a whole nother thing going on. You know what I mean? I was there when Santonio Holmes,
got the huddle?
Were trying to go to the play. We win that game, we go to the playoffs.
Yeah.
And Brandon Moore, damn near beat his ass during the start of a drive. You know what I mean? And Antonio Brown, his antics, what he said about other players there, he's the best receiver. First of all, he's a Hall of Famer, but you know who else was a Hall of Famer? Mike Evans. And he went after him, right? So nobody's safe. If you go after Tom Brady, the guy that let you stay
then
at his house.
Tom Brady after the fact,
The fact that Tom Brady let you stay at his house when you were on your last chance with New England, who was an advocate for you, who's the reason why you got that Super Bowl title.
Exactly.
And you go at him, then who won't you cross?
That's right.
When you have no boundaries and nobody's safe, you can't trust somebody like that.
I can't have you in my room. We'll do it without you.
I mean, so they went out and got Russell Gage.
He made it a lot about himself, especially when he left that, at MetLife Stadium in New York, when he did what he did. That was certainly
enough. You can say, I'm not going back in the game. You don't get naked and take your stuff off and make an ass out of yourself.
And make it all about you. Now, Rashide, we gave him a second chance. That's a bad take. And you know what else was a bad take? Celtics were down by 30 points. That means that they've got you. The Warriors lost by they were down by 50 to the Grizzlies. Did that mean the Grizzlies had them? This has been a weird playoffs of teams giving up huge leads and getting blown out. We've seen a lot of blowouts. I believe there's 20 – is it 23 or 24 20-point blowouts in the playoffs already this year, which might be a record.
Let me tell you something.
The
hockey playoffs – have been twice as entertaining.
Oh, my God.
I mean, people that only watch hockey are thoroughly more entertained by the competitive nature and the games that we have seen in the NHL.
It's true.
Then, I mean, even this series doesn't have as much sizzle as I thought it would have, right? And maybe we are having LeBron fatigue or Kevin Durant
But the
fatigue.
Draymond thing is what's bringing the sizzle. That's kind of the sizzle.
Right, because it's making it personal. It's making it, like, chippy.
Emotional.
Right? Emotional. Yeah. You know? So, I mean, Russell Gage last year had 66 receptions, 770 yards receiving in Atlanta. He is a difference maker. Mm-hmm. He's a guy that's going to do the little things. You're not going to have to worry about him
for Tampa.
Not going to block for somebody or maybe feeling, hey, Tom hasn't targeted me today, so I'm upset. So I'm taking myself out the game because, oh, I think my hamstring hurt. Like, you can't put up with that. Tom only has a small, minute time to try and win another championship. Mm-hmm. You got to get to it. You can't be having guys that's not pulling the rope in the same direction.
All right, let's get to this. Again, it's Barton Hahn, Alan Hahn, Bart Scott, ESPN Radio. The number's 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. Lottie on hold. We'll get you, we promise. But moving on. The Lakers have a new head coach in Darvin Ham. He was introduced as the head coach.
Ham.
Yes.
And Ham.
I found this to be something interesting that we should talk about. So we know he's bringing in Rasheed Wallace. I think that's huge for Anthony Davis. They got to get that kid right. Get the Hollywood out of him. Get back to being the Brown. Go back to being that guy you were in New Orleans because everybody loved that guy, yeah. And that guy had a ceiling. He had amazing potential.
He was the most talented big there was. He was Giannis before Giannis.
And he was in amazing condition physically. Where I don't like what I saw this year out of him, not just the injury factor, it's the way he moved. He moved like he didn't trust himself, but he also moved heavy. I didn't like anything I saw. They got to get him right. But you know who else they got to get right is Russell Westbrook. He was on NBA Today. They asked him directly about his plans with Russ because some people think the Lakers need to just trade him and move on. So what does Darvin Ham think?
I want Russell. You know, we talked in our conversations, and the biggest word we used was sacrifice.
Mm.
I want him to go back to being a pit bull on the defensive end, and everything else is going to flow from there. We're going to implement some different running habits that I think is going to benefit him and some different areas on the floor he'll be able to attack from. But I want him to set a tone defensively for our team. Just get back to guarding.
Why are you laughing?
Yeah, we don't shoot.
Your
running patterns is run your ass right underneath the basket for either alley-oop because we know you still can jump and put your ass there. We throw it to you in the post because
that's at least you got out of it.
Hell yeah. Listen, we need you to sacrifice defense.
I wasn't even thinking that.
Leads are shooting to everybody else.
I'm reading it like, yeah, he's trying to get him back. This sounds like Rocky III.
Yes.
Get back, get that eye of the tiger. No. Get back to who you were. No. And you're like,
sacrifice.
That was code for stop shooting.
Yeah. Sacrifice putting up all these shots. We want you to be efficient. All your shots should be inside of the damn paint.
Oh, that's
and
great.
Listen, see that corner over there? That's where you're going to run. You're going to be P.J. Tucker, Bruce Bowen. You're only allowed to shoot from that corner or dead on where if you miss, it's going to hit the backboard. And at least if it's a long rebound, you're in position to stop the fast break.
Right.
Do not.
Average a triple-double.
Do not do the sidestep, James Harden. You are not qualified.
That's not you.
Listen, this is what I want you to see. When you go out there, you decide to shoot, I want you to hear Patrick Ewing. Have you ever shot that shot?
That's right.
I ain't never seen you shoot that shot. Don't shoot that shot. I want you to hear Patrick Ewing over and over and over again.
Do you practice that shot?
Yeah, do you practice that? Don't practice that shot. Don't shoot that shot. Sacrifice. I want you to be a put bull on the defensive end, start the break. All your shots are layups. You and Giannis' shot charts look damn near identical, except the three-four. Listen, you can shoot a three-pointer if we up by 30.
They should put like a buzzer on him.
Yeah.
Like get Altuve's buzzer.
No.
Put it on him, and then when he's outside the three-point line, you buzz it. If he's about to shoot,
right on his areola, right on his nipalities. Like it's like the Mark, like we used to do with Mark Sanchez. When he dribbling out, he get a fast break. I need somebody on the other end, whether it's a fan or somebody that you employ to play, be in the stands. Red light, green light. Stop. No. But I feel good. I'm in rhythm. No.
KYP, know your personnel, but also know yourself. 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. We have somebody that wants to respond to Rasheede.
Ah.
Yeah, another caller wants to take on the Rasheede segment. It's Goldie in Jersey. Goldie, have at it.
What's up, gentlemen? Can you hear me?
We got you.
All right, good.
That was the most idiotic call of all time. I give him props for his production and his enthusiasm, but Antonio Brown is a bona fide catastrophe. His skill set is so amazing that it just bothers me that he's wasted this amazing highlight reel. I mean, he was Barry Sanders as a wide receiver, yeah. And now he's a kook. I hate to minimize mental health, but that guy's a cancer to any locker room. And that was on display by his fake COVID ID card, him stripping in the Meadowlands.
I mean, I'll tell you what. All you got to say, Goldie, is simply that he's about himself.
Yeah.
Like he makes it clear he's about him, and that's it. And that's why what Bart said. Bart recognizes that kind of stuff. He's not in my locker room. Yeah. I mean, Bart loves having habitual line steppers around him.
I am one.
What did you say about how every team needs to have like the guy on the marginal guy?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like you said that.
Yeah, I need some felons. I need a couple guys.
Felony guys. But AB, if Bart doesn't want you on your team, then you really got a problem.
Then you're busted bad. One more comment, gentlemen. I love your guys' vibe. I hope you guys all are as close off the air as you are on the air because I love your energy.
Yeah, thank you.
But I wanted to mention, one thing about Mike Tomlin must be amazing because he suppressed this nonsense of Antonio Brown forever. No one even had a clue of this guy.
Except for the FaceTime Live that time.
Facebook Live.
Him and
Le'Veon Bell at the same time.
I mean, you had, right, and Lev... And AB, now...
Three Bs. And Ben was playing with Little Ben and got in trouble with that. He was dealing with a lot. But, you know...
And yet they won.
A lot of people point to the fact that, you know, when he got hit by Berflick, where his personality changed even more. Like, you can be walking around... I'm not a doctor, so I'm not suggesting that he has early onset of CTE. But his behavior changed a little bit more when he got that. He got knocked out unconscious.
Remember, people have when he went to was it with the Raiders?
Yeah,
that whole thing when he went out there and it just a lot of people tried to point to
his helmet, wanted a different helmet. Yeah, like, it was the whole thing.
There's
man.
A lot of that I'm sure is part of this whole thing that you know. Unfortunately,
now he's hanging
might not
with,
find
now
out
with now he's hanging with Jesus or Jeezy, and now he's just around people that's going to embolden him to promote. That outrageous, artistic type of different form of thinking. Hey, did you see him with the rain boots with Keisha Cole and like his little song?
Yeah.
And then he dissed Keisha Cole like, listen, and you ain't until you hit an R&B chick and you know whole big thing about her mental health and the relationships that she's been in, the toxic ones. She got a tattoo of AB on her low back.
Isn't it amazing how much we feed off this stuff as a society? No matter how crazy it gets, we love it because
it makes us feel good about our lives.
We're watching, like, it's entertaining to watch this, but it's all, like,
it's a tragedy,
though. It's kind of, thank you.
It's a tragedy. Like, it's for Will Smith.
But they don't even know it.
Yeah, Will Smith has been having a breakdown and trying to find himself for about 5 years, right? The one time when he bungee jumped at 50, when he, you know, red table, your wife's telling you she had an entanglement. Now he gets up and he smacks the hell out of somebody.
Chris Rock. Yeah.
And like we've been watching this, and that's why men don't come out, right, and talk about what they're struggling with because we make fun of it. This is serious stuff.
Yes.
Like, we're watching a guy in a mental crisis before our eyes,
but
and we're not doing anything.
We don't treat them like human beings. They're entertainment. Oh, it's entertainment.
You talk about Delonte West, right, and all the thing that he's doing. Like, we were laughing, talking about he was desperado when he was riding down on a bike when he was still in the NBA with guns and a damn guitar tanks.
How many times do people see him on where – He looks like he's homeless on the street, and they just take pictures of him and put it on social media. Everybody's just like, wow, that looks terrible.
But even before that, remember, he was an active member of the Cavaliers, and he got caught with a guitar case
full of guns.
Like he was desperado, like he was Antonio Banderas.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? But we laugh and we make fun of it, right? But these guys are breaking down. We have to address mental health when we see it and not make a mockery of it. That's why people that are struggling don't come out, because they don't want to be made fun of, because that only adds to the problems.
I can relate. Bart and Hahn. ESPN Radio. So we've got a lot of topics we got to get to with you, including who are the favorites in the NFL to win the Super Bowl in 2022. Aaron Donald now locked up with the Rams. Does that make them the favorite? We've got, of course, Draymond Green and all his antics and how big of an impact it's going to have on Game 3. How would you handle it? Do you respond to it or do you turn the other cheek and let him just carry on? Lots more to get to with you, and we'll do that next. Barton Hunt, ESPN Radio, ESPN Plus, and the ESPN app.
You're on the Super Spotlight. Super
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/network.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Bart and Han.
The Rams and Aaron Donald have reached agreement on a new deal. This really is old deal that just gives him more money.
I think simply put, this means and solidifies that the Rams are the team to beat in the NFC.
Are the Rams the team to beat in the NFC? They've got Aaron Donald in the fold, and he makes more money than any non-quarterback player in the league, at least on the average scale. It's Bart and Han, Alan Han, Bart Scott, coming to you live from the Heineken River Deck at Pier 17. We got your calls, 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. So you buy in that, Olafsky, you just heard him. Rams are the favorite for the Super Bowl. You buy in that, yes or no? Bart said no. Bart says it's the Bucks. So the Super Bowl champ coming out of the NFC, I would think Buffalo, Kansas, several other teams have something to say about that. Also, Draymond Green keeps talking about the way he plays, unapologetic. This is who I am. This is what I do. So Jeff Van Gundy said, well, there's two ways you can go about it if you're Boston. You can either turn the other cheek and just not get involved, or right at the tip-off, get right in his face, get an early tech, keep goading him into getting techs, force the officials to do something about it, get him out of the game, because we know what happened in 2016. He was a big part of it. We got your calls, 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. We got G in Brooklyn. G.
Hey, how you doing, Boyd and Horn? Love the show.
Thank you.
Want to talk about the Rams, but before I do, I wanted to let y'all know I had betted $100 on the game between y'all and Jay.
We owe and, you. We owe you, son.
Who did you bet $100 with?
Because, man, I love y'all show so
no,
much.
No, no, no. Who?
I,
but who? Like, when you bet, usually you give
no,
it
no,
to.
No. I bet it against a friend who loves the Jay show more than this, instead of y'all show. And,
what?
Yeah, he's a bad guy. Yeah. Yo, bro, we got okay. You, son. Bro, tell our producers your cash app. Tell your producers your cash app, man. I'm going to send you that $100 back, son.
or we'll just send you some swag.
And then we got the rematch. Double down on that.
We'll send some swag. We'll send some swag for sure.
I watched the game too, and I seen it. I seen it on the ESPN thing. I watched the game, and it was a good game, man. I just like watching y'all play, and I appreciate y'all. But what I was about to say about the Rams, I think the Rams are about to actually go on a three-peat or a two-peat actually right now, because I think Matthew Stafford has something to prove, man. And yes, I think he's been on the team for like 30 years now, and I think he has something to prove, and I believe it's gonna. I think he's the team to beat right now, and Tom Brady has something to prove. But I think Matthew Stafford is gonna win maybe another Super Bowl.
Another Super Bowl, thank you, G. What does he have to prove? He won a Super Bowl.
Well, he thinks that he's going to show that it was more about the Lions, and we all agree now. I said it before. I said they were going to win the Super Bowl last year.
Yes, you did.
But it's something about losing. And it's something about the rematch of going against somebody, right? You don't think Buffalo's chomping at the bit to see Kansas City again?
Oh, yeah.
Well, you think that, right now you look at Tampa Bay, they went at it without Antonio Brown, which made a huge difference. But they replaced him with a 26-year-old guy that can give you that same type of productivity in Russell Gage. And you say, well, but they lost, Whitehead to the Jets. Well, they brought in a veteran that Tom Brady loves in Logan Ryan, the Patriot way, a guy that plays at a high level that was in New England with Tom Brady, who won some Super Bowls with Tom Brady. So that's more championship pedigree. Then they bring in Akeem Hicks, who you talk about a guy that's played at a high level, that's been a perennial Pro Bowler. Now you're going to give him Shaq Barrett. You're going to give him the kid from Washington that they drafted at the first round. Maybe Pierre Paul comes back. And now he's going to get one-on-ones, you know, next to Vita Vea. Now they got Vita Vea and Akeem Hicks. Who the hell running on that?
Yeah, that's a
– Right, they brought back Carlton Davis.
That's a lot of manhood right there.
Vita Vea and Akeem Hicks next to each other.
That's right.
That's like tons of fun right there.
It really is. That's what was that again? It was –
The natural disasters.
Natural disasters.
Typhoon and earthquake.
Right. William in San Diego, though, has a question for you, Bart, about your pick. Go ahead, William.
Hi, how you doing, fellas? I want to say thanks for having me on the show. Appreciate it.
You got it.
So I wanted to ask Bart if he can elaborate more on why he thinks the Bucks is better than the Rams. Like, I listened to what he just said, but just as much as you say the Bucks been loaded, the Rams been loaded up, too. I mean, you think about it. We brought in Allen Robinson.
Yep.
We brought in Bobby Wagner to replace Troy Reader, who, no disrespect to Troy Reader, because he is, you know, he's a professional player.
No, he was
Troy
Reader, he was bum salad. He's bum salad.
So that's what I'm saying. Yeah, so there you go. So you add in Bobby. You silly. Hey, so you add in Bobby Wagner to that. You also add in, we lost Darius Williams to the Jags, but I kind of think he got exposed last season. Year prior, he was a lot better. He got exposed a little bit last season. So we bring back in Troy Hill. So just as much as the Bucks been upgraded, the Rams been upgraded as well. And if you also add into it, we done pretty much beat up on them the last two times we've seen them in L.A. and in Tampa. And that game, that playoff game in Tampa, the final score of that game, anybody who watched that game, the Rams dominated them, man.
Yeah, but you have to
understand.
I mean, like,
just as much as Tampa didn't got good, the Rams didn't got good, too. I'm sorry, I didn't mean to cut you off.
No, go ahead. So, William, all right, he'll explain. Now, you gave your side of it, so now, William, here's Bart's side of it.
Right, so when you think about it, right, yes, they went back getting Troy Hill, who, you know, got paid to be one of the highest-paid safeties for the Cleveland Browns. Cleveland let him go, and now he's back where he played at a high level. But, you know, the corner play matters, right? And also, like, the fact that you don't have Von Miller. Even though Bobby Wagner's going to help you in a run game and pass, he's not a guy that can get to the passer. Mm-hmm. So, like, now it still allows you to kind of slide your coverage to whatever side Floyd and Aaron Donald is. So now you got to keep them opposite because you can't run games when you don't have Aaron Donald next to a premier pass rusher. And if you put him to that side, now you're just going to slide that way because you know the game is coming. So that means the person that's going to get the one-on-one is the guy opposite of Floyd and Donald on the other side. See, Von Miller made you pay honest because if you slide it, you was getting one-on-one with Floyd or Von Miller was getting it. Mm-hmm. And listen, yes, you talk about how talented they are at the top, but if they sustain any injuries, they can't withstand them where Tampa can. Tampa goes 3-4 deep at running back, right? Tampa goes 3-4 deep at receiver. Tampa goes 3-4 deep at, you know,
and as we've
offensive
learned,
line, defensive line.
As we've learned with veteran teams especially, depth is critical in a season that is now suddenly longer in the NFL and obviously making that run to the Super Bowl. We got to run here, but obviously you got more to say about it. So we'll continue with Bart's thoughts on this. Your calls, 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. And also, I want to turn on the BS translator. I want to use it, and I want to use it against somebody in sports that has me just, I'm not going to say the word, but pretty mad. We'll discuss. Spartan Hunt, ESPN Radio, ESPN Plus, and the ESPN app.
It's only a kick. A jump. A block. It's only a serve. It's only a tackle. A run. It's only for the fans. After all, it's only pressure. You got this. Adidas.
Bart and Han.
Hold up your lighter.
No, it's your phone case now.
It is, isn't it? I just showed my age.
Yep.
Like, what's a lighter?
It's called a Bic.
It's true. Everybody vapes now. You don't need a lighter. Damn. Bart and Han. Alan Han, Bart Scott, ESPN Radio. We are presented by Progressive Insurance. 888-SAY-ESPN. 888-729-3776 is the number. More of your calls. Let's get to them, Bart. Jose in Jersey. Jose, what's happening? Whoa, Jose, you good? Give me. Nah,
the signal's rough.
Call us back. The signal, that we couldn't really understand you. All right, let's continue. Let's roll through them. Let's go. Roy in San Antonio. What's happening, Roy?
Hey, fellas, what's going on? We're doing good over here. Look, Draymond Green needs to be dealt with, okay? Just like Rodman used to have to deal with Shaq. We can get Draymond out of the game. That would be beautiful. That's what needs to happen because he's hard-headed. He's not going to quit doing what he's doing, and that's not basketball. I'm sorry.
Tell me this. Are you a Spurs fan?
Yes, I am.
Bruce Bowen was a borderline line stepper who did dirty stuff. They put the whole closeout thing because he would put his foot underneath jump shooters, and he was a habitual line stepper. He did the same thing. Only thing is he wasn't a vocal person. He did it with a bow tie.
I remember that. And that was dirty. Yes, sir. That was wrong because that was a serious injury on that guy. That's not cool. I never liked that. Mm-hmm. Never.
All right. So for you, it's strictly about for the game, right? That's what you're saying, Roy, is you feel like the things that Draymond was doing in game two, not good for the game. You don't want to see it.
No, sir, it's not. I've been watching basketball for a long time, way back when the Dirty Boys, the Pistons.
So did you ever,
Michael Jordan.
So did you ever chair a guy named Dennis Rodman that played for you guys that was one of your offseason acquisitions that was doing the same thing, who kicked a cameraman in the bizzles?
Yeah, that did happen.
I remember that, too, and I never liked Dennis Rodman. I never did.
Roy, last thing. Yesterday was the anniversary of when Kurt Rambis was clotheslined by, was it Kevin McHale? And I forget who the other one was. How about that play? We're just going to keep it. Apparently, it's been a history of this sport. You know what I mean? There's always something.
Yes, I do. But I just don't like.
These are misdemeanors now. Yeah, say that. It's more personal. See, we finally got to the root of it. Because this is a misdemeanor compared to what they used to do.
Thank you, Roy. Yeah, I'm sorry, Roy. We had to cut you off there. But, yeah, that's literally. Yeah,
just say you don't like Draymond. You don't like he talk crap. You don't like his bravado because he ain't. Yeah.
What we like is we'll be back in 10 seconds.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Bart and Hahn.
Bart and Hahn, Alan on Bart Scott, ESPN Radio. We are presented by Progressive Insurance. Tiger Woods will not participate in the U.S. Open.
Still sore?
I mean, I completely understand it, right?
Listen, we talked about how do we measure success for Tiger Woods? The fact that he came out and he was able to get in the tournament, it's success.
Right. The Masters was that moment where you were blown away by the fact that, A, it makes the cut, participate, it plays well enough to even be in contention, and then kind of wheels fall off. Then he plays in the PGA, and it just wasn't there. Even though he felt good, it wasn't there. And now he said he will not be competing in the U.S. Open. He said his body needs more time to get stronger for major championship golf. He does hope to play in Ireland at the Pro-Am there and, of course, at the British Open next month. But he will not be playing in a couple of weeks at the U.S. Open. But Dustin Johnson and all those other golfers who have now signed on with LIV, you know, it's the other tour that is now a rival tour that has popped
Saudi
up.
Saudi Arabia thing?
Yeah, that they have they have put a lot of money into attracting some
that
pros.
All money, yeah.
And but the U.S. Open, the USGA said these guys are eligible to play in the U.S. Open. So okay. Dustin Johnson, for one, can play in it.
Okay, yeah.
But the PGA, if you play in it, you're not eligible for anything PGA. So it's a very interesting thing. But the USGA
they're taking
is saying,
a stand because they don't want competition. This is almost like league expansion type of thing. And it's rivaling at the same time. And it's like,
is it competition? There's no TV. Look, first of all, Dustin Johnson is the latest to announce that he is defecting from the PGA Tour to take this, be part of the LIV golf event. The first one's going to be in London.
It's the royal family, man. This is the Saudi Arabian family, right? The royal family?
I don't know all the details of it, to be honest.
Didn't they
with
offer
you.
$100 million?
They've offered several. Phil Mickelson.
Yeah.
I know Jack Nicklaus said I'm all set. He doesn't want the money.
Yeah, he has $100 million.
But just Dustin Johnson, who's one of the top golfers in the world, right? He's won majors. He's great. He announced that he is leaving the PGA Tour. In fact, he said he's resigned from the tour. And in doing so, he's giving up a lot of rights, which includes playing on the Ryder Cup team, which is, of course, important because you're playing for your country.
Yeah.
But here's what he says, though, Bart. This is where I bring in the BS translator. He said that this decision to move on to this LIV tour is something that was best for me and my family. What the hell are you bringing your family into this? Yeah. We understand this is a money grab for you.
That's what he means.
There's no, dude.
That's when
what you said. Are as successful as he is on the tour, you're set. Oh, by the way, who's he married to? Gretzky. I think they're all right. I think they're okay. Yeah,
but I'm
so what? You. What is this? Why bring in family to this whole thing?
So when you remember, we heard Latrell Sprewell say, "I can't pay my family with this amount of money," which is absurd to regular people, right? People that don't make that type.
Never
of
mind
money.
That. Let's listen.
The money grab.
I resigned my membership from the tour. I'm going to play here, for now, and that's the plan. But what the consequences are going to be, I can't comment on how the tour is going to handle.
Inevitably, people will say, on social media and even in here, that you've chosen money over your country. What would be your reply to that?
I chose what's best for me and my family.
So this is.
I'm
sorry, dude. This is a bunch of crap, and no one's going to see you. They've got some tours in. They've got some tournaments in the U.S. They'll have a few. But there's no – I mean, who is going to sign on to broadcast these events? You are disappearing. This is not good for golf. Yeah. This is good for you. Yeah. And if you – well, this is best for my family. No, this is greed at this point, right?
Yes. Yeah, this is
now, you have every right to do it, I guess. Right. But don't start giving us this whole – it's really important for my family. Stop when it, man. Tell that story walking.
When he says my family, that just tells you what it's about. It's about legacy – wealth. It's about generational wealth.
Legacy?
No,
what's your legacy?
Walking away
from the PGA Tour.
Generational wealth, because he's probably saying, you can't decide, well, how are you going to exclude me from being able to play wherever I want to play? Why can't I play over here and come back?
If I gave you $100 million, how much do you care about a tournament you're playing in and the $4 million you might win?
But that's
you already gave me $100 million. What the hell am I playing for now?
But that's what I'm saying, though. Right here, he wants to get the money grab over here and come back. Like the PGA is saying, you got to choose. Why should I have to choose? I should be able to play wherever I want to play.
Yeah. Goodbye, Dustin Johnson. It was nice knowing you.
Cha-ching.
Thanks for listening to the Barton Hahn Podcast. You can listen live to Barton Hahn weekdays at noon Eastern on ESPN Radio or stream the video of the show on ESPN+. Bart and Hahn, the podcast.